Headline: Crypto's pay-to-play problem resurfaces in Wolf of Wall Street's podcast accusations. Published at 7:03 p.m., July 10, 2025. Synonym CEO John Carvalho has shared a screenshot of an alleged email conversation that he says shows a representative of Wolf of Wall Street's host Scott Melker offering him an appearance on the podcast in return for $20,000. "They asked me to be on their retarded show, and then to pay $20,000 for it," he said. Melker, who is also co-host of the Crypto Town Hall on X and a listed crypto expert for the Street Roundtable, has more than 1 million followers on X and has previously been named the 2020 Binance Influencer of the Year and included in the Cointelegraph Top 100 Notable People in Blockchain in 2021 list. Carvalho, who is perhaps best known for his interview of Bitcoin.com CEO Roger Ver during Bitcoin's block size war, shared more screenshots of the alleged email conversation with Protos. In these screenshots, the representative asked if Carvalho was in the market for major influencer coverage. In his alleged response, Carvalho said he would be open to an interview with Melker. The representative then responded with a paid influencer marketing pitch deck. A pitch deck shared with Protos indicated interviews and organic mentions were part of the product offerings from the Wolf of Wall Street. An alleged page from the Wolf of Wall Street's pitch deck. When asked about Carvalho's original X post directly, Melker told Protos, "The claims in John's post aren't accurate. Our team did reach out to John as part of a new initiative exploring sponsored content. This was one of their first outreach efforts. The intent was not to charge him to appear on the show, but rather to offer a clearly labeled sponsorship opportunity, which is standard practice across media. We don't charge guests to join editorial segments." He continued, "If John had accepted, the sponsorship would have been transparently disclosed to our audience. We maintain a clear separation between sponsored and editorial content, especially in formats like Crypto Town Hall, where any sponsor participation is set apart from the main conversation." The pitch deck shared with Protos also indicates Melker's YouTube channel has 159,000 subscribers, which was the subscriber count as of the beginning of May, according to Social Blade. "They can equivocate all they like, but within the deck are prices for paid interviews, spaces, and organic mentions," Carvalho told Protos when asked to respond to Melker's statement. The Synonym CEO also said he'd be willing to match a donation to the Bitcoin Smiles initiative, which claims to raise funds to provide free dental care to impoverished people in El Salvador, from the Wolf of Wall Street if they had him on their show. Carvalho had originally indicated he would come on the show if it made a $2,000 donation to Bitcoin Smiles after the influencer marketing pitch deck was sent to him in the alleged email conversation. He rhetorically asked Protos, "If his stance is true, he should just invite me on the show and donate to Bitcoin Smiles, no?" Notably, this is not the first public controversy for the Wolf of Wall Street. Blockchain analyzer and paradigm advisor ZachXBT and crypto trader Kobe have both previously called out Melker for selling various crypto tokens while simultaneously promoting them via his platform, or at least insinuated in the case of Kobe. Melker disputed these allegations in an X thread at the time. Read more: Ben Armstrong arrested a second time after emailing defamation judge pay to play in crypto media. A 2018 investigation by Corin Faith for Breaker found more than half of the crypto media outlets in the industry were willing to take money in exchange for coverage of projects and tokens. Unchained's Laura Shin also discussed crypto's pay-to-play problem in an interview with Fortune the next year. Protos also previously covered the rise and fall of infamous crypto influencer Ben Bitboy Armstrong and his associated crypto tokens rather extensively. While the crypto industry is often touted as a more transparent financial system, where the corruption and pay-to-play models of traditional finance no longer apply, that's clearly not the case. Whether it's a media outlet asking for payments for promotion or an exchange taking payment for listing a particular crypto token, the old ways of things are still alive and well in an industry that is supposed to be all about leveling the playing field for everyone and getting rid of rent seekers. Influencer marketing has also operated in a gray area for some time on social media more generally, and is definitely not limited to the crypto industry, as ads are often not explicitly labeled as such. The research tells us that all of us can find it hard to identify when an influencer is advertising, so it's crucial that this recording is AI-generated. Get more crypto news at protos.com.